Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Lads to Dad.
Hello, everybody.
How are you, Matt?
I'm all right. As you can hear, we're still working remotely. The sound quality.
At the moment, isn't it?
So today we're going to talk a little bit about sleep regression, actually, in kids, because I think we're both going through that at the moment, the old terrible twos. Yeah. And then we're going to have another little review of something we've been watching. Exciting, actually. Some good stuff. And then also, you got a bit of a John Anna Wason, haven't you?
Well, it's more of like a what's John been up to. sort of like a spin-off series, if you will. But I won't go into that just yet. So should we talk about, your little girl, she's 2.5 now, Theo's from the same age.
Yeah.
How's she at night, mate? How's the sleeping going?
Well, at the moment, I've not had this coronavirus thing's been going on, but this weekend was the first weekend I sort of had a full time. It was really nice, really, really nice. And I had I had them both staying over. And as you know, it's quite difficult after a while to get things for them to do. It's quite hard to keep them entertained after a while, isn't it? Once you've done a few things.
After that first 6 minutes of trying, it's all downhill, isn't it? You get the iPads out.
Well, yeah, it was a bit sort of, everybody was quite excited to see me, not blowing my own trumpet or anything, but because they'd not seen me for a while, so it was constant need of attention from both of them. They're both Matt, daddy, and it was a bit full on for those 2 days. Even if you sort of give those iPads or whatever, you're not gonna, one thing I've realized, you can give iPads out, you can let them play on the Xbox or whatever they want to do, but that's still not really, they're still saying, oh Matt, look at this, or look at this, daddy, look at this. They're not really, they just want your attention, don't you? Which is,
they just want you looking at what they're doing, don't they? But yeah, just quickly, I heard you say you're not trying to blow your own trumpet. just for the listeners, can you blow your own trumpet?
That accident when I got my rib cage taken out.
I've had chiropractor for like 6 months on the trot, put me back out.
Fuck you, Marilyn Manson. You said it was a good idea.
What a legend. I totally agree with what you're saying, because it's like at our house, like Theo's watching it, like we watch Fireman Sam. I fucking hate Fireman Sam. After episode, the same shit, like the same episode. I know all the words off of us. Norman the geezer in it, little prick. Absolutely hate him. And Theo like just keeps watching it. He's like, Daddy, look. Like, Theo, we've watched it 14 times, mate. I know what the fuck's going on. But he'll keep pestering me just to look at Simon, Sam, doing my nutting.
Well, I know that this is, we're still new dads, and I think this is teaching us a lesson, I think. And the lesson is, you can't just stick a screen in front of your child, because eventually what they're really craving is your attention, isn't it? It's just finding what to do and what to be. And you know what? I'll tell you what is absolute godsend is chalk.
Is what?
Chalk. Just all you need is some chalk. I mean, neighbours ate it.
Oh, chalk.
Yeah. Get some chalk out. And I've learnt a little trick, right? So you can let them draw whatever they want. All over the street.
Patio sort of thing, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean,
all over the street. You let them vandalise as much as they want.
This is my point, right? You can let them vandalise as much as they want, because it's only chalk, isn't it? As long as you do rainbows, right? Because if you do rainbows, people are like, oh, God, the kids are doing rainbows. Look, if they're drawing, like, I don't know, dogs, they're like, whoa, whoa, hang on. Do you know, who are you, Banksy? Right?
But as long as it's got the rainbow colours in it, it's all right, isn't it?
Chalk's godsend. Colouring, you know, obviously colouring's your standard thing. But a lot of people are giving out these, you know, where you print them. I think you put one on your Facebook, didn't you, where you print it out and then it's, you can just...
Yeah,
do different printing.
One of my friend's girlfriend Lex. She does. She's a drawer. Like does all the artist stuff.
Yeah,
and she's drawn some for Theo and Ronnie and all that malarkey. And she's doing like a little like colouring thing, like only charging a small amount, and the proceeds are going to the NHS. So that's quite good. So I thought I'd share that as a good cause. Well, so she says the NHS. I've just seen her with a new Mini. No, I'm joking.
Yeah. You just got to think outside the box. I set up a theme park in the house, actually, at one point.
Oh, I saw that on your Instagram.
Yeah, I got I think people have done it before, but what I did was I got a washing basket, and then
yeah.
I put on virtual reality rides. So one day we went to Peppa Pig World and we went on all the different rides at Peppa Pig World. I mean, workout on my arms, honestly, I can't move them the next day. Squat.
Well, you are hench now, aren't you?
You're squatting and you're working your arms out. It's a double whammy. And then
Joe Wicks ain't got nothing on you.
And then the next day we did Alton Towers and then we did a Formula One car. And yeah, it's you don't need to go to the. And I saved a bomb, mate. I saved a bomb.
On the theme park, what rides did you do? Was it more like roller coaster rides? Because I can imagine that, you know, when you get the washing basket out, that's not too hard to emulate. But in our house, Theo likes the ones that are like, you know, the theme park rides where they like swing you around in the air. So what I done was open the double back doors out of into my garden and I just fucking launched him into the garden.
Yeah, well,
he doesn't want to go back.
The problem is, Autumn likes the slow ones. So, you know, you're on the Peppa Pig's balloon or something like that. And so all you have to, you're sort of holding it and you're just going upwards really slowly. It gets boring, if I'm honest.
Absolute thrill seeker.
Yep. And then what else did we do? Oh, yeah. I mean, we've been doing Joe Wicks. And to be fair, it is really good because... I think, as you know, my other job, I work on ships, so we're quarantined for 4 weeks at a time anyway, so you're just out at sea, same people, same, you know, four walls. And one of the things that gets you through that type of quarantine is Joe Wicks. No, it's just structure, mate. It's just structure. And waking up every morning doing the Joe Wicks, that starts your day off right, doesn't it? Gives you a bit of energy. I mean, I say that.
Well, it's great for your mental health as well, isn't it? Great for your physical health, but also great for your mental health. I've been starting to go, because it's where in our house we can't put the telly on at all unless it's Fireman Sam, so we wouldn't be able to do Joe Wicks.
No.
Unless Fireman Sam brings out a fitness DVD, but so I go on like an early morning run.
Yeah.
You know, nothing substantial, you know, like just standard 25, 30 miles.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, and I come out and feel great. Mm. As I'm talking to you now, sat in my wheelchair because my legs are fucked now. but no, yeah, I was saying to my wife the other day, I was like, all this, you know, I really struggle being like, I feel like trapped, not like claustrophobic, but it brings me back to like the dark days when shit was like, when I was like, dealing with depression, I feel like I was just trapped.
Yeah.
And this quarantine thing, I started to feel like those things again.
Yeah.
So I said to my wife, like, I can't go to the gym, like, you know, work's drying up at the moment. Like, go for a run. I was like, yeah, good idea. Went for a run, cleared my head straight away. It took, like, made me, like, have to take that big, deep breath. And I was like, fucking hell, like, I'm not suffocating. It's all right. And I can imagine, like, hundreds of people, if not more, around the country will be feeling the same thing. But
yeah, well, I think that's...
I'll tell you now, the longer you leave it, that's why I like to go in the morning, because it sets your day up right, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's where structure comes in, because the more structure you have, the quicker you adapt. I think I've noticed people are adapting and people are getting used to it a little bit more, and obviously it's harder for people who are completely on their own, but it is, you know, people who are living in flats and people who can't get out as much and things like that, but... There's so many things that you can, you know, you can put yourself to. I want to see, you know what I want to see in these high-rise flats? I just want to see someone make a picture. You know, every person's balcony, they do a different like colour sheet or something like that. And you know, make like a big picture on the high rise blocks. I think that'd be a great idea.
What you need to do then is you need to get some scaffolding, get you and Orton with some chalk, and get the ball rolling.
You know,
it's got graffiti if you use rainbow colours.
Well, I can't at the moment, mate, because something else has happened since I've been on lockdown. And that is...
Oh, you're on tag now, aren't you?
I'm on tag. No, I've I've started to have a little look at this TikTok thing. I can't do it. I just can't do it. I'm too. It makes me feel real old. But I've give it a go, and it's some. It is fun to do with the kids, the little dancing and all that lot, and the little dances.
Have you got any TikTok videos out there? Have you?
I tried to do that. Well, actually, it was my friend's birthday. And my friend's girlfriend's birthday, and he's sort of trying to make a little thing for her. And he said, just send me a video. So I did a happy birthday video with the, The Weeknd, you know, that.
What, Saturday, Sunday?
No, what's that song? And everybody's doing it, the little dance where they're doing like the dab and all that lot.
The cha-cha slide.
No, there's a video on this, I know exactly what you mean, mate.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Have you should post that on our Instagram and let the listeners see if they actually think you've got it or you haven't got it.
I haven't got it. I definitely haven't got it. If you've ever seen,
I bet you delete it, haven't you?
No, I've still got it. I mean, I've still got the outtakes as well. If you ever want to see
outtakes.
Me practicing.
These need to come straight. These need to be posted. We need to get these.
If you ever want to see a grown man trying to do something and do every single move wrong and out of time at the same time, it's a difficult thing to do. But if you want to see somebody completely and utterly,
it's like a talent, isn't it? When you can get every step and move incorrect at the right time,
at the wrong time,
at the right time.
Yeah. Well,
you're very good at it, mate. I'll give you that. But yeah, like with the sleep regression.
Mm.
So I don't know about you, but we're in that stage now. Obviously, I've got a 1-year-old as well, and a 3-year-old. Well, he's nearly 3. Basically, they go to sleep. He goes to sleep quite well now, like 7 o'clock, 7:15, bosh. You know, maybe gets up once, put him down, and he sleeps straight through till about 5.
Yeah,
4:30. But at 5 o'clock, at 4:30, 5 o'clock, you're stone dead to the world. Well, you should be anyway. And it's not like he's only a little kid. You know what I mean? You can't hear them coming. Like, comes out of his room, you can't hear him. Unless you're awake, all you hear is a little scutter across the floor.
Yeah.
So, he comes around to my side of the bed, and I haven't heard him come in the room. And honestly, I nearly put my son through my own window because he grabbed my hand.
Oh, yeah, when you were
coming out of, like, a horror movie. And I went, and I, like, nearly smacked, like, was about to fling up and punch this under little Theo, so I could hear him sucking his dummy. And I was like, I had the adrenaline pumping. I was like, mate, what the... Like, what are you doing? Like, shouting at him.
Mate, you're like a Navy SEAL.
Well, that's it. You know, they know not to come into the Colonel's room till 6 a.m.
Good job you didn't grab the Rambo knife from underneath your pillow.
Well, now, what we've done now is I've set up the lasers on the landing, so as soon as he touches one, the alarms go off and I'm up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I booby trap the whole top of the house, right?
Yeah, Semtex on the door, that type of thing.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. But it's like constant. And then the 1-year-old, he goes down like clockwork, 10 o'clock, bosh, up. 10 o'clock at night, just bosh, up. Put him back down, 12 o'clock, bosh, up, until we just give in and bring him into our bed when he'll sleep for 3 or 4 hours straight. But he won't sleep straight, like, you know, feet to the bottom, head at the top. He has to sleep south, like east and west, if you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm covered in scratches because of his toes and, like, I'm pretty sure he busted my eye socket from just headbutting me in the middle of the night. He's got a head like a fucking bowling ball.
They're such wrigglers, aren't they?
Yeah, absolute nightmare, mate. And this has been going on for, you know, a good 4 months now, before Christmas.
Yeah.
And it's just constant. And it takes its effect, like, psychologically. You're like, every morning you're waking up, you're just fucking showered.
Yeah.
But, you know, you've got to realise it's not going to be forever.
Yeah, well, Autumn's the same. She's just decided that she doesn't want to sleep in her bed at all. She wants sleeping from even, like, going down to sleep. She's like, I want to go in mummy's bed, or I want to go in daddy's bed, or whatever, and she just won't do it. And I realised, actually, this weekend, not that I've not already realised, that she is going to be the bad influence on Henry. So Henry is 8, and he's quite a good little boy. He's going through a little bit of a time at the moment where he's been a bit naughty, but yeah, he's a good little boy. And he came and stayed at mine, and he slept in Autumn's room, in our new room, on the floor.
Yeah.
Not on the floor, but like on an airbed. And then,
yeah, I remember you saying you weren't going to give him a mattress and you weren't going to give him a quilt.
Well, we decided, you know, I think he deserved some sort of a mattress. So, well, after you know, the first half an hour, 45 minutes of just lying on a cold stone floor in the kitchen, I thought I'd better put him in a bedroom with a mattress.
You're so caring.
Yeah, and well, anyway, so yeah, they were upstairs and I heard him and I heard Autumn being like, Henry. I come in your bed. And then Henry was like, no, Autumn, go to sleep. And then she was like, Henry, I come in your bed. He was like, no, Autumn, go to sleep. And then she went, Henry, we must be kind. So then he trying to like manipulate him. So then there was just silence. And then she was just like, Henry, and nothing. He was ignoring her. And then she went, you're annoying. And then he didn't say anything. And then she went, you're annoying. And he didn't say anything. And then she went, I'm annoying. and then I had her grab a pillow, and he must have given in and let her in the bed. So eventually I sort of took her back out the bed and I said, you know, you sleep in my bed, and then that gives Henry some, you know, sleep. I know it's the worst thing you can do is put him in your bed because they just constantly do it. So I sort of tried to help out while Henry was... you know, I did that while Henry was staying at my house. And then since it's coronavirus, me and Autumn's mum have been getting on really well, to be fair, because it's one of those times where...
You've got to support each other, haven't you?
Exactly.
I think you're both good at that. And you're good at supporting each other when it's needed.
Exactly. When it comes to the children and everything else like that, our main goal is to just be as civil and nice and support each other as parents. And, yeah, this has really sort of brought it home. So after I dropped him off, I said, look, I'll stay at yours and we'll sort of try and work out, you know, how we can, you know, because she's obviously finding it hard just having Henry and Autumn all the time and on her own and no help anywhere. So I sort of, you know, you muck in, don't you? It's your children, so...
You roll your sleeves up, mate.
Yeah, exactly. So I went and sort of tried to help out with this whole sleep thing. And one thing I did, and it seemed to work, actually, yeah, I sat down with her before bed and I said... Right, Autumn, you know, like you must share everything. She's like, yeah. And I said, one thing you don't share, and this is me setting her up for when she's 18 and stuff as well, because she's a girl, isn't she? So, so I don't have to deal with all that. I said, look, you never share your bed, right? You never share your bed. You share everything else, but you never share your bed. So this is your bed. It's only your bed. It belongs to you. Only you can sleep in it. Nobody else is allowed, not Henry, not me, not anybody. And she was like, not daddy. So I was like, no. Not granddad. So I was like, no. And then we went through like the whole family. And then it was like, no, only you. And you know what? It seemed to like kick home because, I mean, she still came in at like 6 in the morning and just kicked everyone to death. But it's, you know, I think once you drill it home, that's their bed and really start to like let them know that nobody shares beds and it's just a thing.
So what you set her up for really is when she brings her boyfriend over... sleep at night, he's got a cop and tail with you.
That's exactly my cunning plan, yeah. No,
well, not cop and tail, you want to just lay right next to him, staring at him.
Head on his chest. He'll never, ever come
just
round.
Just go, am I annoying?
I'm annoying? You're annoying. And he'll never, ever come round again.
Moving on to the reviews, Matt. I've been watching a bit of. We did the Tiger King, absolutely outstanding. We both watched that at the same time.
Yeah.
This week, you know, I like that Ozark.
Oh yeah, and see, I've never watched it. So.
Oh man. Yep. I've watched series 1 and 2. Series 3 popped up. Did it in 2 days. I'm not fucking about. So I watched series 3, and basically, from a brief overview, there's a bloke called Marty.
Is this the guy from Horrible Bosses or whatever it's called? Yeah.
Yeah, Jason Bateman. He was, you know, I won't give too much away. He was an accountant, you know, professionally, but he launders money for a drug cartel in Mexico.
Like you do.
Basically, like your average Joe bloke.
Yeah.
But he's very smart with money and he launders it for them. And he thought, you know, like in the cartel, you can't get out, can you? You're stuck. Yeah. So what happens is he's laundering money, you know, all goes, basically he's got like a guy who comes and picks up the money and he's like, turns on the screen, you're like, he's hard as fuck. Don't mess with him. And then he finds out his wife is having an affair.
Right.
And obviously, the cartel, him and his wife are both in this, you know, together. And he's having an affair. And he's like a computer genius as well. He's like rigged like the bloke's room or like tapped into the bloke's webcam. He's watching the bloke have a go on his wife.
So, right. So hang on, right? So he's a bit of a perv. So he decided. I'll have a little hack into my webcam. Just see what my wife's up to. Just have a little spy on her.
He's watched her. She's getting like, you know, pulverized.
Yeah.
And then he's starting to like not put his effort and time into laundering the money. This is series one, so. This bloke comes up to him and says, his client, this is the tough guy going, so my client wants to know why this isn't getting done quicker. So he says to him, he said, I've done a bit of trouble with my wife, thinks she's having an affair. Next thing you know, Geezers, whose wife's having an affair with, been shot and thrown out of a window, out of a penthouse swing, smashes into the pavement. Episode one, I'm gripped. I'm like, fuck, we're in.
Yeah.
I'm locked in. Bosh.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Go forward a little bit, Series 2. They have to move to out in the sticks in somewhere in, I don't know where it is in America, like hillbilly place. It's called the Ozarks.
Let's say Louisiana.
Yeah, like that. And they're still doing the same thing. They're trying to launder money. And basically, him and his wife have started fresh. But this place has gone to the Ozarks.
So he's forgive his wife.
Pardon?
So he's forgive his wife for all that banging.
I think he didn't really have a choice,
right?
Because it was either that or she'd get killed.
Okay.
Because of all the drug cartel.
Yeah.
But to be fair, I never asked him. Didn't know how he felt, really. Should have asked him. Anyway, so they're in this Ozark, and there's like an old farm, like a poppy farm.
Yeah.
Well, not poppy farm. I'm chatting dog shit here. It's like an old farmer, like a big, how you two doing? Like that sort of stuff.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
You folk round here?
I saw you guys out there in the darkness.
I saw you two out there in the darkness. What would Jesus do? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Finds out that they're kind of like traffic money, but these two farmers, this farmer and his wife, they're actually sit on a heroin empire. And they've been like, they do church and all that sort of stuff, but they sell the heroin inside the Bibles. And basically, it brings too much attention to, you know, Marty's business. So the cartel get involved. So the cartel come to an agreement. So one of the blokes comes up to that lady and says, look, the farmer said, look, you got to get rid of your poppy fields or I'll fucking blow this place up. And the guy's like, yeah, come to an agreement. End of series one, Jesus fucking head gets shot off. I was like, what the fuck is going on? This is mental. So the geezer, who's like the hard man from the cartel,
yeah,
has just been shot in the face from this hillbilly redneck. And then Jason Bateman's like, you do not, what you've just, your whole fucking place is about to, like, so I know it's about to kick off. Brings me to series three. Took me a while to get there.
Okay.
I'm locked in.
So up to now,
what they've done
is they're still,
they bought a casino.
Is there still point in me watching this? Have you just given a Bruce Willis
I've
as a ghost?
Given everything away.
Okay. Yeah.
There's plenty of spoilers here. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, carry on.
But
everyone's dead.
So series three, they've got a casino on a boat and they're going to launder money through it, and they set up like gangs of like 10 people going at a time, lose their money. It gets put into these little black boxes like they do at casinos and like churned up, and you know, that's how they launder it that way.
Yeah.
Sort of a slow burner series three. Like Marty and his wife, her brother comes back and he's got bipolar, but he seems fine, and then he just fucking goes off on one. It's crazy.
Mm.
But it's a slow burner. The final episode, they go to meet the big kingpin. Because they've got some sort of, they've got a couple of disagreements.
Yeah.
And let me just put it this way. Fuck me, someone gets shot in the face.
So the running theme in this series is that everyone gets shot in the face.
Honestly, I yelped about my seat. I went, fuck me! Oh my God!
Is it the same person who's got this sort of fetish for shooting people in the face?
Or is it different people? Someone different. That's what pulled me in. It's just, not the same bloke. That'd get boring after a while. I had no idea who was coming.
Bang, dead.
Oh,
bang,
mate,
dead.
It was, oh, mate. But out of five, I'm giving it a solid 4.9.
Nice. All right. Okay.
You want to round up to a five?
I mean, if you want to, but I'm sure there's always room for improvement and things, isn't there? But if you want
to
give it...
What would round up to a five? Would be just a little bit more tit.
Okay. So not enough tit.
There's never enough tit, is there?
Well, my review this week, mate, is nothing like that, actually. It's it's called Three Identical Strangers.
Yeah.
It's a true story, documentary, Netflix. Right, I'll give you a little background. So There's this guy. He looks like, you know, Adam Sandberg in you know, the guy out of Hot Rod.
Yeah.
Looks exactly like him. And then all of a sudden he turns up at uni, and then people keep going, "Hi, Jim," or whatever his name is. "Hello, Jim. Hi, Jim." And he's like, "Why is everyone is this a prank? Why is everyone calling me Jim?" Or I can't remember the name, but yeah, why is everyone like waving to me like they know me? Yeah, he thinks he's getting bullied, right? And then all of a sudden some man who he's never really met before sits there and goes, "Look, come sit down with me and I'll tell you all about it." So it's right, okay. There's a guy who goes to this uni who looks exactly like you, like identical. He's got to be your identical twin. He's like, "Right, okay, are you sure?" He's like, yeah, 100%. Let's go and see him. Jumps in the car with him. Who jumps in a car with a person who's anywhere? They jump in the car together, go on this road trip.
Danger.
Exactly. They go on a road trip, meet up. Turns out it's his identical twin, right? Never met before.
Biologically?
Yeah, biologically. They were both adopted, and they've become sort of quite famous. They're in all the news articles and, you know, they're all like puns, double take and all that type of stuff. And then all of a sudden, in New York somewhere, some guy's reading the paper. He goes, "No way. These guys look exactly like me. Absolutely identical, in fact." Turns out they were triplets, like, separated at birth. So there's three of them. They all join up and they become famous in America as this huge thing and everything else. But then...
When is this set? Like the 90s?
Well, it happened in like the, I don't know, 60s, 70s or whatever it was. I don't know.
It's years ago. Oh, nice.
Years ago, yeah. And then... So they're buzzing. They're absolutely loving it. They're just living it up in New York as celebrities, going out, you know, hitting the bag, getting drunk, just living that, you know, New York. It was the 80s. So New York in the 80s, think about what it was like, all the yuppies, and it was just booming, wasn't it, New York? And they're just loving every minute of it. But the parents, obviously they're not doing that. They're just thinking, how come we weren't told? How come we didn't know that these children were, you know, my child was a triplet? And then, so they go to the adoption agency and they say, "Why were we not told about this?" And then one goes back and he notices they're all toasting. He says, "Something weird's going on here." So anyway, they find out that it's all part of an experiment. It's been a big experiment by this psychologist bloke. I won't tell you anymore, but it's all true. I mean, Jess reckons that they were Nazis. They aren't Nazis. I mean, she shouted out immediately. They went, "Oh, it was... Professor something from Austria." She was like, "Nazi!" So I said, why is it a Nazi? "Austria, Nazi." So I was like, well, I don't think so, because Austria was invaded by the Nazis. "Yeah, but what was Adolf?" "Well, a Nazi." "Well, where was he from?" "Austria, Nazi." So anyway, she immediately put two and two together and decided it was a Nazi experiment. But no, it is an experiment, and I won't give any more than that. But it was very strange, very strange.
Well worth a watch.
Yeah, but not as much as everyone's banging on about it.
Does anybody get shot in the face?
No one gets shot in the face. So for that,
I won't be watching.
It loses a star. I'm gonna give it. Gonna give it 3.5 out of
3.5.
Yeah.
Brilliant, mate.
For two reasons, mate. Actually, for two reasons.
One.
No one gets shot in the face.
And not enough tit.
And two, not enough Jason Bateman.
Can never get enough of Jason Bateman.
No.
So you're going to 3.5.
3.5, yeah.
Brilliant, mate. Wow. we got 4.9er and a 3.5er.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Mine sounds a hell of a lot better. I won't be watching it.
Yeah, only watch it. I would say a 3.5. I would say only watch it if you've got no else to watch.
Yeah. I'm not wrong, mate, because I will not be watching that. Anyway. We thought my son had the virus.
Yeah.
I was telling you about the other week. My wife works at the NHS. We managed to get him tested. And it turns out he's not my son. He hasn't got the virus. But when we had that 4 days of thinking, well, we have to isolate, I have to ring my old man and say, Jono,
yeah,
can you do some shopping for me? We need some like shopping for the kids and for us. We've got fuck all. He's like, yeah, no worries, mate. Write me a list. I'll go get it today and I'll drop it around. I was like, spot on, mate.
That was good of him.
Yeah, I did think when he said that, I thought, well, that was easy.
Yeah.
But then I fucking realised why. So, turn up, give him, well, I was going to send him through a list, but he can't work his phone. So I said, if you want, drive to ours. I'll put the list out the front. You grab it. And I'll put the list in our shopping bag so you don't have to buy a load of shopping bags. You know, recycling when we can. On the list there, milk, bacon, chicken, like all the stuff you need. You know, baby food, wipes, stuff like that. Vegetables, you know, keep it healthy. Brilliant. He's like, yeah, I'll get everything on here. Don't you worry, mate. Rings me up. Just as he's like, I'm leaving the shop. Just so you know, I'll put your stuff by your front door. I was like, you get it all? He's like, yeah.
Has he treat you? Does he give you a treat?
Well, is this a treat? He sat in his car. He put the stuff on the front door and he sat in his car. And he looked at me and I said, did you get everything off the list? He went, got fuck all off it. And then drove off. I've opened up. He's bought me and the family prunes. He's bought figs. He's bought all the fruit that makes you shit. He's brought the kids 18 kilograms of Haribo. He's bought every chocolate under the sun. And some fireworks, some old fireworks they had lying around at home.
So the kids are going up the wall and they're so shitting up the wall at the same time.
It took me 3 days to scrape fear off the ceiling.
Yeah.
We've used all our toilet roll. Well, Matt, I think it's been a lovely little catch up with you, my friend.
Yeah, me too. I've enjoyed it.
Next week we'll have some. Next episode, we'll have some more reviews. I haven't really decided what I'm going to watch yet. Have you got anything in the pipeline that you think you're going to, smash into? That maybe we could do the same or not?
Yes, mate, actually. I've just started on, it's on Now TV, on, I think it's like Sky One or something. It is called Save Me Too. And apparently it's really, really good, apparently.
And it's on Now TV?
Now TV or Sky One.
I'll see if I can get into that, mate. And then we'll review it. But yeah, mate, thank you very much for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Next week, we'll have some more laughs, more parenting tips, and probably more John Arlowaith and crazy stories. And look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks for joining us. See you next week.
See you next week, guys. Bye.
Bye.
So I shall give you a text a bit later on, mate.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.